those three unions.
President Julius Maada Bio says the violence was premeditated and designed to topple his government. He calls the protesters insurrectionists.
The full force of the law will be brought to bear on all those persons who attacked and killed police officers. They, their sponsors, and their collaborators will not go unpunished. There will also be a full investigation into the death of ordinary citizens who lost their lives in this senseless violence incited by those unknown persons.
The protests are some of the most violent Sierra Leone has seen in peacetime. The government says the opposition is to blame, but the opposition rejects that accusation. They say the government's bad economic policies are responsible.
It's been 4 years since they came to power. They haven't done anything to move the needle in the right direction. So that's not an excuse.
Many businesses have remained shut as security forces patrol the streets. A 12-hour curfew is still in force across the country.
Sierra Leone, like most African countries, heavily rely on imports. And because of its current supply challenges, the country is also suffering from inflation. With more than half the population living below the poverty line, people here are finding it increasingly difficult to afford even the basics like food.
The protests come 10 months before the country's general elections. There are real concerns here that the election process could be marred by the violence seen in the past few days. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Freetown, Sierra Leone.